Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Isotopes leave a distinct and observable fingerprint in nature. Shika Sharma, assistant professor of geology at West Virginia University, is analyzing these chemical signatures to help develop clean energy solutions.
Just like humans, different substances in nature, such as gases, waters, and sediments, have unique fingerprints. These natural fingerprints are defined by the ratio of heavy to light forms of elements present in the particular substance known as isotopes. However, unlike our fingerprints, which do not change with time, isotopic fingerprints of substances change when they mix with each other or undergo a physical, chemical, or biological change. Isotope geochemists are just like forensic scientists who can use these isotopic fingerprints to understand the origin and journey of different molecules in nature. My research revolves around using isotopes to help develop various sources of energy more efficiently, with minimal impact to our water resources and environment. We are studying the isotopic signatures of water and sediments from shale wells to identify deep microbial life, sweet spots for dry, wet gas extraction, and to assess the effect of shale gas extraction on the water quality of the Appalachians. This region has a long history of coal mining and oil and gas activity. Therefore, it becomes very important to be able to distinguish if any incidence of water contamination is related to legacy mining drilling activities or if it is more likely related to the newly drilled shale gas wells. And it's our job as scientists to make sure we have both viable energy resources and clean water into the future.
That was Shika Sharma of West Virginia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. So we could make some isotopes.